Klal Mem Dalid. We're up to Ois Hey, I believe, right? Okay. Today, we learn one of the major rules of Yeridaya. And that's a rule called Chaticha Nas Nevela. Okay, Chaticha Nas Nevela is a rule that expands the Gedarim of Isurim. As you'll see in a minute, it expands. It's a Chumrah that expands the Gedar of an Isur. Let's learn the case, and then we'll explain it. Tipas chalav shenafla letech basar eseach. A drop of milk fell on tahat meat. V'lo ya b'basar shishim levatel esachalav. And there was no 60 times as much meat as milk, so that meat now becomes basar b'chalav. V'nesra hachaticha machmas hachalav. And the piece became osir because of the milk that was on it. Nas is kol hachaticha isir. Kilu haisa kula nevela. The whole thing becomes treif. Now, before I explain lochein, I want to explain what we're saying. Let's say I had a piece of meat, kosher meat, and a drop of, let's say, nevela spritzed on it. So I would say, I'm not going to eat the meat, but how much iser is there in here? One drop. There's only a drop of nevela. Someone eat it, he didn't eat a kazayas of iser. He only ate a drop of iser, which was absorbed in this kazayis of kosher meat. Not so by meat and milk. Since meat and milk both are gufa iser, both the meat and the milk are the iser itself. When milk falls into meat, the entire thing is the iser. The whole thing combines to have a kazayis of iser. That's called chaticha nasa nevela. That's it in Torah. Okay, chaticha nasa nevela.
The hour is a big critic. Just a piece of meat.
Because I would think if milk falls into meat,
and then
I take that meat and I put it in a chicken soup. So the taste of the milk is batel b'shishim. I'm only tasting meat. What?
After it goes into the chicken.
Yeah, later when it falls into something else, I would think, well, the milk is batel b'shishim, so I only have taste of meat, so maybe it's mutter.
But really, is there such a thing as a taste of batel b'shishim?
Basachov is a combination taste of milk and meat.
So
it should be mutter. So first you said, what's the chiddush? Now you're saying it shouldn't even be true. So the answer is that's what chaticha nas nevela means. That meat becomes gufa iser. So meat by itself becomes the iser itself. That's the chiddush of chaticha nas. That's it in Torah. Midrabanan, according to Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, once there's a din of chaticha nas nevela by basa b'cholav, we say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, generally, there'll be exceptions. We say it as well. La halacha, we say that if nevela falls on a piece of meat, we say, the Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, we say chaticha nas nevela b'drabanim b'shari surim as well. But right now, we're learning the deed of a basa b'chalav. L'chein, in bishla imacheres, you have 1 ounce of milk fell on a 30-ounce piece of meat. And that is a 30-ounce piece of meat I put into a cholent or a chicken soup. So shishim levatel kula. The 30, 60 against the entire meat for loy arena. We don't say, kibi shiadua. Since we know she becheti chazurak ma'at cholav. This milk has only a small, there's only a small amount of milk in the piece. We'll say 1 ounce. She yadai shia bekulav shishim levatel cholav ze ha'cholav. And in this new chicken soup, there's 60 times as much connected to milk. As we'll explain soon. Let's say there is 60. So I have a piece of meat that has milk in it. I put it into a chicken soup. So you need 60 against the whole piece. Now what happens if there is 60 against the whole piece? Umakira, and you recognize the piece. So this piece can't answer everything else because there's shishim. What about the piece itself? Could the piece become mutter? Because now the milk is spread in more than shishim. The din is mashlicha. You have to throw away that piece. The kaimalon, efshur l'seich dayasa kidlakaban. There's a rule called efshur l'seich dayasa. It means in English, you can't kasher food. You can kasher a keli, you can kasher a spoon. But you can't kasher food. If you have food that has a bli of iser in it, you throw it into a gigantic pot with lots of food, we don't kasher food by saying that for sure the bli is left. Kidla kabon. V'acheres mutares. That piece remains aser. Everything else which has shishim is mutter. V'meino v'akira. Now, What happens if you have a chicken soup? And in it you have three pieces of chicken. One of them was basar b'chalav. And the shishim against it. So the soup is mutter, has shishim against it. What about, now that original piece of chicken is asr. But you have now three, and you don't know which one of the three or more it is. You made a makira. Kivat shiyeh shishim neged achaticha, asr right to mutter, the soup is mutter. Vachatichais. What's the difference of these three portions of chicken? Im chatichas u shadesra, eidoi roi l'skabed. If it's not what we call a chaticha roi l'skabed, which I'll explain in a moment, if it's not a portion, kula butar. Let's say it's just a drumstick. So then, all three pieces are botakin, yavish, biyavish, the bottle berive. What is there in two heter? A bottle berive. Im roi l'skabed, kula nasurais. Does it did a chaticha roi l'skabed? Chaticha roi l'skabed is that if you have a portion which is chash of you and serve it to a guest, so that's not batal b'rayv. Chaticha roi l'schabed is not batal b'rayv. Avagam de'bola shari surim, avagam de'roi l'schabed b'teila. Even though the bliya that went out is mutter, kivashedi surim achmasatzvayt, because it was b'leya shari surim, it would have the meat that was molested in the veil would not be isamach masatzmai. It's an interesting case in the night of Yehuda, one of the famous night of Yehuda. He talks about knishes. Not knishes. What's the Hebrew word? What's the? Okay, they have a meat filled in a dough. Pashtida, yeah, a piece of pashtida. Pashtida is a meat filled dough, and that meat filled dough. This is what happened. It became also because the milk that fell into it, and now the same thing happened. It got mixed in a way that the tam is batal b'shishim, but the guf hadavar is in mutter. It's one against three, one or one against two. So first, it should be batal b'rayv. You say, no, Pashtida is Chiroi L'Schabed. You would give it to people. So L'Chair is not bottle, because Pashtida is, that's a Kanish, a meat Kanish. It's a portion. So Abiyuda says, no. He says, what's the Isser? Only the filling of this Kanish. The dough of the Kanish is not the Gufa Isser, it has Blias. The Isser Basa B'Cholav is only the filling. The filling is not Roi L'Schabed. You wouldn't take out the filling and serve it to someone. So I roi l'schabed together with the dough, and since the dough is not the gofa iser, that's not called chaticha roi l'schabed. That was not Yehuda's chidush. What?
Any bliya situation where the thing is par, the bliya is iser.
Right. The bliya is not roi l'schabed. Only designed by basa b'cholam, when the whole thing is the gofa iser, that what? That's why I'm saying it's a famous study of Yehuda. It wouldn't be a chidush, it wouldn't be a famous study of Yehuda.
It's like the thing itself. But, you know?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so at any rate, this is the rule of Chaticha Nas Nevela, which is a basic rule anybody who learns Yeridaya. So let me tell you, I once gave a Navi Shir, and I got a whole slew of complaints. Only once. I gave a Navi Shir, the topic was the most commonly asked dating questions. So I gave the five most commonly asked dating questions. So the first one I said was, when you go to a lounge, and they give you a soda. So when you get a diet soda, the sign of a diet soda is lemon. The lemon draws out the calories. So if there's a lemon on the glass, that means a diet soda. Now that lemon is treif. It's cut with a treif knife, right? So a lemon is treif. You're not going to eat the lemon. But if lemon juice fell into the soda, you'll taste the lemon. So it's treif of lemon juice in the soda. So now I'll drink the soda because the soda has the taste of a treif of lemon. So I said that it's mutter. Why? Because the lemon isn't treif. What treif is, the small amount of fleishik on the knife, or treif is on the knife that went into the lemon. That's batal b'shishim. That small amount, you're not going to eat the lemon. But in the lemon juice that's in the soda, that's batal b'shishim. And since it's batal b'shishim, the fact you can taste the lemon is irrelevant. So what did everybody ask? That chaticha nas nevela. I told you that the Ramah, the Ashkenaz, we hold So we hold that chaticha nasa nevela. If meat goes into lemon, the whole lemon is the gofeser. So you could taste the lemon. So the answer is a rule of Eina Nesar. The rule of Eina Nesar comes from a Taisus in Chulin. Taisus is talking about salt. And he's in the Simu Kofches. Taisus says that when salt got a bliya of Isser, you only need 60 against the salt. Chatech Nas Nevel. But the unique characteristic of salt, that you can taste it, even a small amount in the mixture, to that we say, Eina Nesar Yachal Esser, V'bokim She'Isser Atzvai Eina Yachal Elasham. That's a lot of words to say in one sentence, but it makes a lot of sense. Eina Nesar, the lemon, or the salt that became Osir, Eina Yachal Esar, it can't ask other things. But Makim She'Eina Isar Atzma Yachal Leil Hashem, in a place that the Isar couldn't. In other words, the amount of Isar becomes more because of Chaticha Nas Nevela. It was a drip, and now it's a whole piece. But even that whole piece is going to be batel b'shishim. The unique characteristic that it's acidy or salty or spicy, that doesn't carry over to the iser. So that the lemon becomes aser. If you have a drop of lemon juice, you need 60 against that drop of lemon juice. But lemon, because it has such a strong taste, you can taste it in the soda, that doesn't matter. Because the lemon itself is not the iser. What's aser is the bli of meat, which you can't taste. Okay, so that's the two rules. Haticha nas nevela, and the rule of eina nesi yachal eser, b'makam shein es atzma yachal elashah. Those are the two rules. Okay, the Sfardim do not hold haticha nas nevela b'shari surim. Certainly not b'makam hefsin. So, this rule is, by basa b'chalam, everyone holds. When milk goes into meat, you now have a big piece of kula yisr. Shari Surim, so that's a machlekes. Vav. Okay, what he says here in Vav is a subject of controversy of machlekes ha-paiskim. What he said in Hay is the basic rule of Chanan. Chaticha Nas Nevela in Yeshiva language is Chanan. Ches Nun Nun. Chaticha Nas Nevela. Vav. Afakav li yizar binan. Dechoshu k'nevela. Kisamach matzatzmai. V'loi kabalua. Even though what you have now, we're going back to milk and tevit. So milk is absorbed in meat. We say the whole meat is the gofei iser. Im noga chaticha zu b'chaticha sacher es cham b'cham. B'loi raitiv. Two dry pieces, hot, touch each other. Now the rule is, when two hot pieces touch each other, the blia doesn't travel. In other words, if you have a piece of hot nevela and hot meat, so you have the gufi isra of the nevela, then it goes. The nevela goes into the meat. If it's shamin bekula, if it's not shamin, it goes kedei netila. But it travels because it's the gufi isra. But if you have something which only has a bliya of isra, it's kosher meat. It has an absorbed taste. We do not assume that taste transfers just from contact without liquid helping it travel. So he's saying. If one piece touched another piece, hot onto hot, below right, with no liquid, even though it's milk to meat, and the meat is the kofeser, but the milk which is balua is makes it an isa balua. It's about class sado simin tes shach. The kiblu lechazal shein shum tab yaitzim. Cholav, which is absorbed, doesn't travel from one to the other. Now this seems to contradict the rule we had till now. Because, again, you have a piece of meat, it touches another piece of meat. The meat taste itself transfers. Or the hot piece of meat touches a hot potato. So the meat itself transfers. Hot, we say, blee is transfer. But the absorbed milk doesn't transfer. So he's saying that that's permitted. He tells you to look at a shach. That a shach himself disagrees. The shach brings this opinion. He says, what are you talking about? The meat is gufa iser. And since when you have milk and meat, the meat is gufa iser, and the meat does travel into the second piece, and it's aser. And for reasons that the Chacham Sadeh doesn't explain, he dems on like the makilin. That in this case, chaticha nas nevela doesn't aser. When it comes to the ability to travel from one to the other, the reasons for it, you can speculate, but it's not important at the moment. Okay? The Zayid is what I told you before. Chadad, Chatiha Vasavela, is a deraisa by Basar El Cholov. Because each is the Guf Yisr. It's two heterim that were combined, become us like Shatis, right? The Shatis, what else is there? Nothing else. So, Minah Teira, Le'ebri Chatiha Vasavela, where milk falls into meat, both are the Isser itself. The Chol Chad Ba'am Pei Nafshei Shari, meat and milk, each on its own would be permitted. V'chi Isnu Ba'adadi, and when they're combined, Asa Hilkach, Ha'bosa Nasa Isser. V'machu Chatzi Zayis V'bosa Chatzi Zayis V'cholov Loika. You hear this? You hear the Efek Zayis of meat, the Efek Zayis of milk that's absorbed into it. So it becomes Aser. Now skip the parentheses. Ubishari Surim Nechleku Apaiskim. When it comes to Shari Surim, is the Machlekes Apaiskim. Yeshai Bibdalai, I mean, a Klachati Chanas Nevela, Philomid Rabbana. Some hold that you don't say Chati Chanas Nevela, Chedim Nafla Kazayis Nevela, Bikadera. If one Kazayis of Nevela fell into a kosher, a part of kosher contents, Veloya by Shishim Levatlai. And there was no 60. V'desu kol ha-chadich shem ha-gedera. Im chazra achas v'na chatichas ha-heter ha-zeh sh'nesar v'nav ha-gedera ha-cheres eit sar ha-samach el ha-nega kazayis nevela. Chei pasuk shulchan aruch. So the mechaber shita is that only by milk into meat or meat into milk we say both are gufa yisr and each shishim against both together. But if you have nevela and it falls into cholent, says there's one kazayis of nevela, it's got this big cholent. Do you take a potato there or a whole portion of cholent and you put it to a different cholent? You don't, the mechaber holds, you don't say chatichah nas nevela. You still need only shishim against the total iser, which was all kazayis. That's the mechaber shita. So even though you put in 10 kazayisim, we know there's not more than one kazayis of iser. Aval, onu doyegin, we ashkenazim ha-doyeg api hachros rabah. According to the psak of the Rabbah, Kaisan Paiskim, which I think is Taisa Shita, the Bechali Surah Rabbi Chaticha Das Nevela, Kapana Midrabbanan. That we do say Chaticha Das Nevela Midrabbanan, in case Sarah Sabach Neged Chaticha Shadafla. And therefore, you need 60 against the entire piece. So again, you have a cholent, there's only a kazayis of Isser in it. And then you take a lot of that cholent and put it to another cholent. So you, like the mechaber, you only need a kedegra kazayis, and l'didan, you need shishim against the entire amount that you put into the second pot. Because we say chetichah nas nevela by everything else. However, you should know that a lot of halacha in learning Yerideya is to be able to combine shitas, tzirufim. When you have a machlaikis, you have a machlaikis that you're machmir in, and it exhibits itself, it comes up in Hashayla, we have tzirufim, you have other reasons to be makel. So with mitzarif, we call that a sniff is a branch. We mitzarif different things together to be matir. And he brings an example. We learned last time, the machlaikis Rashi and the Ri. If you have a piece of meat which is half in the gravy and half out, and milk falls on the outside part of the piece. So is that called like it's in or like it's out? So I told you, Rashi holds it's like it's out, and Uri holds it's like it's in. And we said, we're machmir. Perhaps we're makel. So he says here the following. B'kol makayim, at the end of Zayin. Le'in yechaticha shechetzi b'raitiv. When you have a shayla of a piece of meat that's half in and half out. Kill the basav achol of the elsim and aleph base. The bezelah cheshita klal shitas Rashi. Varbina the befafeya b'chol akdeira. We said before that shaloi b'makay efsim beruba. If milk hits the piece of meat on the outside, you have to consider it out, and that piece becomes aser. And they should shishim against the whole piece. Here, where it's a case chedichah nas nevela, varbina befafeya b'chol akdeira. B'kol yilid oisech haticha b'makay shein efsim yesh leser. That piece was certainly machmir, because it's out. But lagabi asering everything else in the pot, we don't ask. By basa b'cholav we would, but this is kill b'basa b'cholav. In other words, I have a pot of food with a piece of meat sticking out. Isser falls on the piece of meat. The shishim of the whole pot against it. So if I consider the piece of meat as if it's submerged, it's okay. Because I schmritz. I was working, look, I schmritz hit the meat. But according to Rashi, it's a chumrah. Rashi says it's considered out. So that piece would become aser anyway. If you say chadad, that piece which is out becomes aser. And then you cover the pot, you stir the pot, it asers everything else. So to go so far to say chaticha das nevela, by basa b'chalav we would say it. We would say that piece of meat is like it's out, it becomes aser. And then the shishim gets the whole piece of meat. But if it's not basa b'chalav, it's other isurim, where chadad is the matter of dispute, so you don't need shishim against the entire piece. This is an example of chetichadas, of chetichadas of tziruf, of two machlokes.